What time given? Welcome back to Masechta Gittin. Masechta Gittin, Daf Yomi. Nachum also once again. So Kadosh said the world gave us a Torah, the Torah of many mitzvahs. One of the mitzvahs said, "Mitzvah Tzei, Mitzvah Tzei." One of the mitzvahs says you can't commit any of it. A woman married to one husband, you can't have relations with anyone else. A man can't have relations with any woman who's married to someone else. So, however, there is a way of undoing the marriage relationship, and that is Gerushin. Gerushin is not the issue created, it is not the issue created by the marriage. So, also the rule, the Midrabban Chazal made it takana if you're bringing the guest from Kuflars. You have to identify nefesh by nefesh. The question is, why? It's going to be two reasons. Rava and Rava, either because of, Rava says, you need to see him, good. Or as Rava says, back room, and he became much more beautiful. The source is, according to Rava, had said, what was Rava's argument? Rava's argument had been that what? That it must be, that it is a lishma issue, says Rava, because the only issue is kiyum. The only issue is kiyum. So why didn't they find next time? Why didn't find next time? Kiyum just did the chasimus. So why didn't find a nichtav? Must be because nisiva lishma. So which wishes do I then respond? And that's what we're up to. Is 1 second, Rava, not so fast. It's not that we know why didn't find nichtav. Kisiva is because of lishma. But the Gemara also says if I mishnah says by nichtav. So apparently you need both lishma. That's what puzzled in the Gemara from last Amud. This is the very bottom of Gimel Aleph, is who says that? Who says he needs both? Because according to Rabbah's thesis, that we mentioned before in the Chazal, which is the Yisrael Lashma, then if they didn't say both, then he needs both Lashma. It can't be a mayor, it can't be a Lazar. A Lazar only requires which Lashma? Siva. A mayor only requires Yisrael Lashma. So which one could it be? So at this point, the Gemara says, well, maybe it's a mayor. And having proven that Rameir only, and remember, what was the issue? The issue was, what does V'chasav mean? Does V'chasav mean Ksiva? Does V'chasav mean Ksiva? So it means one or the other. So he says, well, maybe it doesn't. How can it mean both? El Rabbi Meir, he, here at the bottom of Gimel on the stage, El Rabbi Meir, maybe it's Rameir. V'chilo bar Rameir Ksiva L'shma, Mita O'Raisa. He doesn't require Ksiva L'shma, that's Minatorah. Minatorah, the Torah says V'chasav, Rameir interprets that V'chasav means Karsi, it's the major formation of the shtar, the major drafting of the document is really the chasima, it's more important than the ksiva. He says, when the Torah says, v'chasav sefer krisis, v'chasav sefer krisis, it means the saw in the sefer krisis. Okay, that's the Torah. Maybe drabanan, you require ksiva l'shma also. Could be. So then the Mishnah, the Allah, l'maisa. V'natar, you only need chasima l'shma. So the eid chasima, it's the drabanan, you need both. The Mishnah, Allah, l'maisa, you need both. That's the Mishnah saying, you need both. The guy says, no, it can't be. So Amr of Nachman, Omar Hayyur Meir, the Meir used to say, sounds like a mission of Paragel. Omar Hayyur Meir. The Meir Hayyur Omar. Omar Meir used to say, does it happen all the time? Maybe. It's true. So it had this case, must be Ashba, you have to have two people in the same town. They both have the same name. The fathers have the same name. The wives have the same name. The wives' fathers have the same name. And the one of them was originally planning to divorce his wife, changed his mind, now the second one wants to divorce his wife. So for this to happen, leaving out the fact that normally you would figure that, you know, people have to be around, I mean, it must have been during a recession. People couldn't afford to pay so far. But it happens so often. Oh. It could be a hypothetical thing. Well, we've mentioned many times. What's the answer to that question? The answer is, we have mentioned it many times. I've also mentioned this case a number of times. Why? Because it's a great way of, it's an odd case, but it's a great way of illustrating a principle that can come up in other cases too. And that's why we talk about it. Because it's a great way of illustrating, you need to see Lashma or not. Now, Rimei used to say in Shiurim, whenever he gave Shiurim or Gittin, one of his major chidushim was Eidei Chasima Charisim. So this is a great way of expressing, Omar, Rimei Tach used to say it all the time. Not that the case came up all the time, because that principle, the otherwise bizarre case, could pop up in other situations also. Like a get written for practice, things like that. Right? So, this is the mayor's favorite case. He used to give this case. Like, you know, I don't know. I will forever remember that in 6th grade I learned to Eulatius, Allah Hashem Saveda, and when you get to the issue of, did my Rebbe talk about what would happen in Tarvada, or Tom, that time was alive, or Rosh Hashim Tarvada, What happened? Rav Palm found the boombox in the street. And then that Rav Palm found the boombox in the street with a Jewish name on it. So the Chiyuv Shalat Tzaveda. It belongs to a Jew. The absolute Chiyuv Darei Shalat Tzaveda. So Rav Palm is going to walk down the street like this. Even if it's off. So that case is not so likely, but the Gemara does talk about Zakim and Lutzi Chlodo. The question is, if it's very embarrassing to engage Hashem Tzaveda, should Kavod Avriyam, Rosh Hashiva is going to walk around in the boombox, it's a little bit off. So does his Kavod Avriyam outweigh, can it take precedence of the mitzvah of Hashem Tzaveda, or not? So that's a discussion of the Gemara, in Brachos and in Tzadar Bav Mitzir, also in Hashem Tzaveda, in Mitzir. So that case, that particular case, not the most likely case, is not going to be further. But that case definitely stuck my mind. If I was thinking, oh my, they would say, oh, gotcha. So that's exactly what's going on. Oh, maybe it's the same funny case, but it might not be the most likely case of Ksiva Shol Shema, but it's a great way of illustrating. I'll take a question in a minute. Maybe it's the same Shirim. A few Mitzvah Biashpa, I mean, he finds it getting the garbage, but it's unsigned. Chasama, v'chasama, nesanallah, and then you signed it, and then you gave it to her. Kasha. Still kasha. Do you see that what? Your mayor does not require Ksiv Lashma at all, because you can just give it to her. Ah, the Chitay Manan means the right to come up to Nila. Maybe this record from a mayor, this Raisa, is only a level of the Raisa. He would say, Minha Torah this work. So Anan, but not Midrabanan. Minha Halacha Wa Maisa, Midrabanan, you require Ksiv Lashma also. We're meant to say Minha Torah you require Ksiv Lashma. Minha Torah you could dig it up in the garbage and find it and give it. No, the Achi, it's not true that the mayor always say level of Zaraita. Over higher mayor, what do you say? Minha Torah, by the way. Hey, he said the Din Zaraita is such and such. Minha Torah you could dig up again the garbage and sign it and give it. Because Minha Torah, Minha Torah, you only Ksiv Lashma. But he wouldn't say over higher mayor. If it's not Lamad, if you got bothered, so therefore you see the what? Therefore you see the what? You see that. You see that Midrash, even that the Halakha Mansur made a level of the Isaac, even level of the Rabbanon. Halakha the Mansur made does not require Ksiv Lashma whatsoever. Okay, so the Rameyer is not going to be out there to explain the Mishnah according to Rabbah. The Gemara ultimately, which we're not going to take a look at today, is the next. The next paragraph of the Gemara, and then give two final answers. Either Taki is Rebelazar, we're going to explain how is Rebelazar required to see Lashma, but he all day to see a Taki. So, like, right away, we try to say a may require to see Lashma, we say Rebelazar, it's going to stick. Or the Gemara is going to introduce the phantom third title. Maybe there's a third title. Maybe it's Hamli or Mayor Blood, and maybe there's a third of Rebuda, and he's going to somehow be the magic bullet. He's going to be the compromised sheep. Okay. So, just here, let's take a question, then we'll take one of the tests. Yeah.
The question is why you could give a much simpler answer to why it should have been higher than there.
Yeah,
right. Mosi, we leave on that this was Midaraisa. Omer Hayyur Meir, it's not Midaraisa, it's Omer Hayyur Meir. The mayor was saying that. It's Omer Hayyur Rabbi Meir, not Midaraisa.
The mayor used to say this.
Right. It was Rabbi Meir who said this, it wasn't Midaraisa.
Mayor said.
You don't need to assume that it's talking about.
If you say no for a mayor, you're not specifying.
Right, but
you
don't need to necessarily assume that it was what he spoke about all the time.
Another reason why I said Omer Hayyur Meir.
Right.
Oh, I mean, there was that I made before.
Yeah.
Off the cuff, common wise men are talking about it constantly. I say maybe it could be. Okay, could be just to stress that it was halacha umaisa. That could be. But I think Omer Hayyur Meir does have that. I think that something that we showed him on Pirkei Avos to say that. The Hu Haya Omer is a common phrase those who learn or say Pirkei Avos, that I'm sure noticed. The very common phrase Hu Haya Omer. I think there's a Sparta and a Bartai. Some of the late Rishonim say, think that Hu Haya Omer doesn't just mean Remeir Amar, or Amar Remeir. Hu Haya Omer means he would say it often. That was one of his big things. So what does that mean? Let's focus on a word. Because remember, well, what's the whole Hakar Meir and Rav Elazar, if you have Martin, it's fabulous, is what the word Bechasav mean? And that's ultimately what it all comes back to. Right? Why? Thank you very much.
Now I do that.
The word is Bechasa. That's the one. No, what does it mean Bechasa Bla?
First table. What's Bechasa mean? So we're saying Rameyer would want to have Mina. The Rameyer would require, according to Rameyer, you require Chasim Lashma Mina Taura. Maybe you require Tziva Lashma Midrabana. Meaning, if the signature was not Lashma, then it's possible not done. If there was signed Lashma, must be Ashba, it was written Shalom, it's written for someone else to sign for this woman. So it's Kasha Mina Taura, Possible Midrabana. That's what I was happening. But I said, no, we know it's not true because the mayor said it's not true. Okay. But before he dug up his own iron mayor, we thought maybe this is a viable option. I mean that if you had chasimus shel olshma, it's possible l'atayim. If the chasimus shel olshma, but chasimus shel olshma, it's possible l'yabana. So what does that mean? Tosus, Tosus realizes that this is really saying like this. The min ha-torah, the chavda equals chasima. So if you want to tell me that midrabanan, you need chasimus shel olshma also, that means that midrabanan, the chasa equals ksiva and chasiva. Then why are you telling me that you need ksiva lishma? So if it's a gzeira, it either means that you need is considered a chasa, or else you're telling me you're making a gzeira of ksiva. But regardless, however you want to put it, and it may not say matter so much I put it, unless you want to clear Gabriel text, but regardless, leaving that aside, however you want to phrase it is really probably relevant. Because Tosus says, well, but they're not unique to Lishma. Let's put it this way. Lishma, that's the only rule, or not the only halacha, that depends on what the chasa means. The other halacha is also. For example, Mechuber. And whenever Tara is in based on the chasa of law, the Kodja Meir really talking about Chasima, Kodja Law, they're talking about Tziva. So Tosus says, you mean to tell you have a Havamina, that the Bechasav Dinim are going to need Rabbanan, either Gzeir or however you want to put it, are going to apply to Ksiva also, well, that's a testable hypothesis. Well, the Havamina, we know it's not true, says Tosus, because it's not true by Mechubar. In Talmud, Maishal and Mechubar, Ya'amah Le'el, in Tosvin Lechasila. Aber Bidyabed, Kasha Afim Rabbanan. Why do we have a Mishnah? We have a Mishnah, which the Gemara suggested interpreting the father of Meir. Then what does Mishnah say? L'chadchila, you shouldn't write a get when it's still attached to a bigger piece of paper and cut it off afterwards. Shouldn't write a get in Mechubar. The Bidyabed, if you did, it's kosher. So, do you see that we're not treating Chasima according to Rameh, this Chasima Mechubar, that's a big problem, it's possible to tell you. But by Ksiva, we're not saying it's possible midrabbana. We're saying l'chatchila you shouldn't do it. We're not going so far as to say we're going to possible midrabbana. So why would you think that by Lishma we would say possible midrabbana? What's the havamina? What's the havamina to say that remain with possible Ksiva shol Lishma midrabbana? Here's impossible to the mechuber midrabbana. Same issue. It's possible matar by Ksiva. But not possible, not Matar, or not Midrabanan by Ksiva. The Tosafot is going to give an answer. And the answer is, what's the answer? We'll look at the answer, we'll talk about the answer a little bit, then we'll come back and have one nugget in the question in the Gemara. Let's take a look at the answer. Again, the question is, Hakim, I have a halamina. That this should be true, that Rameh would think that Ksiva, Ashol, Shema, Pasos, Mishabana, Hakim, there's a halamina. Ah, we have a different Mishnah, which says, also Rameh, which says, Lechubar doesn't even pass, Mishabana. So while I have a havamina that Shmash should be different than Mechubar, what's the havamina? So this is so up in arms. And their answer is, Yehesh Lomar, Yahashta Muk Yahima Sneezin Zim Mechubar, Kirabi Elaza. Well, at this point, at this point in the Shaka Vataria, the one is making this suggestion. A major mayor requires Sibul Shema, Mishabana. I will have to be different. How could it be different than Mechubar? Oh, the one who's making the suggestion of Gemara is following a different interpretation of Mechubar Mishnah. That's not Rameh at all. So there's no kash. You had a kash? No, this point is not Shaka Vataria where we're assuming there's no kash at all. Kash the nail, at this point in the Shaka Vataria, Mukya, he left things in the Mechubar. We're going to zet dain. That Mishnah of Mechubar, Kiyabi Laza. That's not Rameh at all, Tribalaza. Fine. Bikasha? Vikasha, how can I have to say, ooh, the answer is, there's a way out. What would be the easiest title to give to the Kasha? What would be the easiest title to give to the Kasha? Yeah. The easiest title to give to the Kasha. It's very easy. All you have to know is the doing. You don't know anything about Mechubar to give the title. All you have to know is how to do it. Easy answer to that. Again, Tosafot wants to know, the Gemara had a Havamina, the what? That maybe the mayor, who's a big Chasima person, he agrees that Midrabanan needs Ksiva Lishma too. So the Gemara says, no, it can't be because we have the Nachman on the mayor, we know how Achol Ma'aser Meir Dimpasra. Okay, he knows that. Tosafot, what's the Havamina? Either it's against the way the Gemara wants to interpret a different Mishma for your mayor? So they said, oh, to this point in Havamina, you know, we're not going like that interpretation.
We borrow an eraser.
Please.
Thank you.
Absolutely. What's the easiest answer? Easy answer. Easy. Yeah?
I mean,
is that just that permission from that month coming
here?
Yeah, that's essentially what Tosafot is. That's what Tosafot is answering.
Not really. Yeah.
Well, what do you mean?
Meaning he's saying that our Gemara is holding that it's Rav Elazar there. Why can't you just say that Gemara over there is talking about the Seed of Machshava here, where we just
So what would the have? Is it you're saying the same thing? Mm-hmm. Because you're saying, right?
Or any different
thing. That day, that says the mayor, the only works will see the Machshava. But I'm in here. Mm-hmm. The very easy answer. Very easy. The Tosafot didn't give. But there's a rich one in Bracha that does give a similar answer. And Tosafot will sometimes say it. Which is why it's Kedai to be with it. And this has to do a lot with how Shaka Vataria works. Yeah. Kiv said, yeah. Well, right. Kiv said, you're right.
I have a question.
He could have said, you're right. That's a good Kasha. The Gemara even better Kasha than Avmina. Even better Kasha, which may have been fake. You could have asked a lot of Kasha than Avmina. Right? What's the Gemara? Go ahead and Avmina. It immediately turns around and says, it's not true, it's against the Fetish of Man. Right? So that's a pretty good Kasha. As I told you, often say, you're right, we could have given that, but we had a better answer, and a better response. The Gemara says the best response of all. Right? It's against the Befeir Shemeir. And there's no better way to destroy Havim to say it's dead wrong. It's against the explicit statement by Rebbe, then it's not true. What Rebbe said is he did it. So Tosafot could have said, you're right, we could ask a lot of questions. We gave the best response of all, but we could have said this, the Tosafot did not. Then when I actually look at it,
Okay, good. What else? Yeah. Question. So just to throw something out, which is the opening case in the Varchan. You should be aware that this is an issue. Continue that. Opening sitting case in the Varchan. You don't want that. The first mission on the sixth fact of Varchan is there something called saying Bracha Rishonah on food. But then the girl wanted a whole Amahim Rao. Well, now, where does this come from? Saying brachas on food. Where does it come from? There's a long discussion, maybe from this pasuk, that pasuk, a whole long back and forth. Can it be from pasuk? It can be from pasuk. It could be. Finally, the girl comes to the conclusion, the whole drasha doesn't work at all. The whole drasha falls to pieces. Well, I said, no, it's basically a svara that you want to make brachas before you eat. And then the girl goes to the end, very end of the Amahim, the girl discusses that svara. So some of the Rishonim try to say that there are problems even throughout the Shach Vataria. The whole thing sounds fishy. The Tosafot already starts to point out a little bit. The Tosafot seems to, at least some of the Tosafot still try to defend what's going on. The Ritva there just says, don't have too many kashas, because we know that it's not true. We know that the end begins with the Svara. So the Gemara took some longer time explain exactly how there's no possible way you could have said that it's a drasha. Go on to show very clearly it's not a drasha. It's not really a serious happening though. We know anyway, it's ultimately going to be a svara. So, I'm not suggesting it's not focused on showing how you approach all happiness. What I'm suggesting is it's worth realizing that sometimes the happening is understood by Rishonim to be serious, and sometimes it's understood by Rishonim not to be serious. So here the Tosafot, unless you take symptoms of the Tosafot, the Tosafot is assuming this is actually a serious happening though. The Gemara really, really caught this. To the extent that you really need to figure out other than what the Gemara said, how did it otherwise make total sense? How did it make total sense? Except that one point that the Gemara raised. So then we understand, because, look, what the Gemara quoted ultimately was not a Mishnah, it was a Braisa. Rav Nachman quoting what he had heard in the name of Meir. It's a Braisa. So it could be that the one who does the Amora, who made a suggestion, didn't hear that Braisa. I can hear no every single Braisa. The Tosafot doesn't count places. Amoraim do are expected to know all the time. To be an Amora, you have to know all that. Mishnah says that there's a fixed text. There are 4,000 some on the site. Vices are endless vices. The vices mean a record of something that a Tana said. There's no way to know all the vices. But the Mishnahites are the basis. So that you can know. So the Amoraim has to know all the Mishnahites. That's probably what Tosafot is driving at. That here we're saying, Mela the Makshin didn't know the Bryce. Okay, and they told him no, but there's a Bryce against everything. He had an interesting fetish, but it's wrong. Okay, so the text didn't know about fine. Nothing wrong. He had a nice fetish, but it's wrong. It's against his Bryce, what Mayor said. Okay, so you had a good fetish, but then you retract. But he didn't know a Mishnah. He didn't know the Mishnah of Mechubar. Good morning. How can I know the Mishnah of Mechubar? That's not even Havamina. So Tosafot could have said, oh, yeah, it wasn't Havamina, right? It's just a way of presenting the answer. It's just a way of talking out this presentation. It wasn't no one actually thought this. The Tosafot here thinks, no, someone really did think it. Sometimes the happening is just a way of presenting. So it's a more dramatic presentation. But here Tosafot thinks, no, this is a serious reason. This word goes to the version of a serious happening. And okay, the Makshi didn't know about it. But they said, you can't even know Mishnah. Mechubar is Mishnah. Tosafot has to give a real answer. The real answer is, yeah, but there's a different way to interpret that Mishnah. So it must be the one who contains the Havamina, that Amora, had the other interpretation of the Mishnah. So it's not fair. Sure. You see, you see, we do sometimes, because I have to realize.
you do a shrine. Sometimes the Havim is a Hashem Havim, sometimes it's a Hashem Havim.
Why does
the
bring it in?
Why does the not bring it in? We have a Havim, it's not
that.
They're not giving me, no one actually really
does that. Why is it beneficial?
It's beneficial because it's probably because it's a better, the simplest reason is probably because it's a better way of presenting the answer. Sometimes I can come into Shir with something out of the house, say a personal note. I've gone back and forth over the course of the years. I say in Shir, that's cool. You could say, there's two ways to say, I made it to Shir. There's two ways to say Shir. You could say the same material, and you could just teach. Let's look at what we just did. We're talking about the Machasa of Hordigan guys for things, right? You could start reading Tyson first, and some of you says, oh, what does it mean? What does this mean? It doesn't make any sense. Oh, and why did you tell him the Machubar? Oh, so the answer is because it has to do with Machasa, and they're both talking Machasa. They could have, like, first built up a big number of Kasha, and then give an answer. Or you could just explain it. There's always a question when you teach, how much you try to make everything mysterious first, and then you shine great light by giving an answer, versus just explain the first time. Just explain it clearly.
So
the Gemara is a Havmi, someone really thought this and then to reject it. But sometimes the Havmi is just there to make the Teretz stand out, the Kiddush stand out more sharply. You have a Kasha, you have a Teretz, then you appreciate it more than it just tells you. I filled up, there are 10 Kashas on the Dash, the answer is, that's very sharp.
But let's focus just on this one, but you had a Kasha first, and then we'll focus on the other one.
Okay.
Why should it be different there than here?
What?
I don't think you're doing it zero. You're doing it like not exactly.
Understand.
You're making zero, right? Chaval, right? The love makes it zero, right? That's only a chasila, right? Not the evidence. Why should a mayor argue and say no when you're making zero, you have to give it the evidence? There's no more focus on that. What level
you make
zero?
Yeah, Rabbi Lazar
holds
that you need
people to show that title. Yeah, Rabbi Lazar is what they hold, right? When Rabbi makes zero, I'm getting it, right? He makes zero, that's only a zero.
Nope.
Why should Rabbi make a different type of zero? That's the zero.
That's exactly how it's discussion.
And Tarot.
The Teretz is in the Harami. The one, the Mazda Amar and the Gemara, who thought that a mayor is making a Xeri even b'diavad, and she's all Shema, doesn't hold of that way. Look, it doesn't hold her mayor ever said that about Mechubar. Holds her mayor never said anything about Mechubar, and the Mishnah, the first half of the Mishnah is a different time. So one says, yeah.
No, but it should be irrelevant whether or not that Mishnah is a mayor or
not. Why?
Either way, there's still ways to make it zero.
I'm sure you know what you mean, but I don't know. Okay, that's not sure what you mean. Okay. Sometimes you can make, maybe it means it, and it's a zero. Sometimes you make it zero, Chazal make it zero, they can say, look, Chazal, you should do it. Sometimes you make it zero, they say, not a zero, we want to stick so much, we're going to throw the hook at you. If you didn't saw our zero, you're in trouble even with the
end. I don't see it as a zero.
What do I call a zero? I want to call it an extension of a Chazal.
Yeah.
But either way, we're assuming that you're going to do it the same by Mechubar and by Lishma.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So, doesn't mean that you always have to make there either just a Chazil or even together. But in this case where they're so similar, it's going to be both one and both the other.
Right. We have two. So why is it necessary that we did these things to the same way? In other words, it's not so clear.
It's the second one.
We don't learn both in the same
class,
right? We learn each
step
before.
Really?
Don't we?
I think these two things do something. The Shema, the Chasa, the last day, the case of the Chasa, the other. The Shulchan Beit Samaritan, there's the chas of law lishma, and then since it's the chas of mili v'natan, it's very clever. But we say it's very sharp. And that way, chapin off, given whether it's a gzeira or it's a redefinition of chas.
Yeah.
So, how? Right. But, because it's a redefinition of chas, it matters with chas together. If it's not, this is kind of a gzeira, it doesn't matter. But I think they come to the same chas.
They do.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. But not come up. Enough. Let's recap and move on. Now, again, the Gemara had a Havamina. The Gemara had a Havamina, which the Gemara rejected because of direct proof. The Gemara had a Havamina, the Rebbeinu says that. The Rebbeinu required, even though he holds it in a Chassima character, maybe he requires Ksiva L'shma Midrabban. Then the Gemara rejected because he had direct proof. Tosfos said, we shouldn't have even said in the first place, because it's against the Mishnah. To which Tosfos responded, well, it's not against the Mishnah, according to all that. Moran, the different ways of reading the Mishnah, whether we're going to cat. One of the ways to interpret that Mishnah, it might not be against that Mishnah. But then the Havam in here helps us not against the Mishnah. Okay, so. And we discussed why that should be different. Okay, now so, but let's read the Kasha again. The Eim Toma. My Shnav in the Chubar, the Amar Le'el, Eim Tosu Mechatzkila, Afu B'dyevet Kasha. Now, we want to show that B'dyevet Kasha means it's even Kasha with Amar, so far it's not Kasha. Not only is Shnav in the Chubar Kasha min haTorah, but Jemeir, which obviously is, because each Kasha means something. He's even Kasha min haBanah, right? The Gemara never reads a word of Kasha off of that haBanah. All the Gemara says is all the Mishnah says, "Ain kol bin dinokubar." What's the thing? Yeah? Any if you did, it's kosher. Meaning, we have still allow B'dyevet kosher. The Talmud wants to tell you, oh, this means B'dyevet even kosher B'dyevet. They don't need kosher B'dyevet Torah. Maybe B'dyevet and Saka know this. How do you know? Maybe this will have feel the only love of the right, not love of the abundant. So it says, no. This B'dyevet kasha has to be B'dyevet kasha afilu midrabana. And it's only chathilo lo, that's rachu jabana lo. Why? So it says, again, that's necessary for their kasha to get the grammar. How do they know that? So it says, that midrabaisa is chilo b'dyevet chathilo b'dyevet. Because now, tell you, there's no chilo b'dyevet. So I look at you and I say, what are you talking about? What's that saying? Now, in other words, it sounds like it's we're supposed to know. And the chazil is not, I told you this is the chazil b'dyevet. Really? The rabbis invented all of the chazil b'dyevet? I don't think so. There's no such thing as neither mitzvah. Oh, but really, the chazil, you ought to have a very nice answer. But if you use the answer, it's not so nice, you're still Yosef.
Why not?
So,
there's the levels of the mitzvah, and by this, there's only like eight.
They're doing it good, and then they're doing it even better, like beyond whatever. But then there's doing it in a bad way, but like, might be your faith, and then doing it in a, like, the... Oh, okay, good. The first point is you have to understand what we mean by lechatchila and b'diyevet. That's not going to be the whole answer, because it's a good part. The good part. The important thing to know is what b'diyevet means. It's a very, very important word, thing to know for your Judaism. For your Jewish practice for next the rest of your life, I still have trained how to properly translate this word from Aramaic into Hebrew. This is how Anubu points out that to know how to translate that word is extremely important for your approach to Judaism. B'dyevet. Now, there's nothing to do with an evet. This is Aramaic. Avad in this is b'diyavad, if you like. Avad in what does this mean in Hebrew?
What's up?
This. B'diavad. If you already did it. So B'diavad means post facto. B'diavad means you already gave the get. Is she divorced? Is she not divorced? I suppose L'chatchila, chila means beginning, right? Chila means beginning. It means, I'm asking you, should I give the get? No. You already gave the get. Is she divorced? Yes. It's not a question of nice or not nice. It's a question of two different shilas.
What? In Gemara, though,
well, because sometimes something is not ideal, so the question is how non-ideal is it? It's only non-ideal that you were forbidden, let's say, give an example. L'chatchila, you're supposed to say a ha'eitz,
when you eat an apple. If you ate, if you say a shahakal on an apple, do you don't say b'di'evet? What does that mean? You did not beira because you violated the right bracha on the apple. You did not make after the true for us to get a gehenna for it. You did not beira d'abanan of beira on bracha. However, are you permitted to eat the apple now? Yes. Because the apple, the shahakal does cover. So b'di'evet, you were yotzei say. But we say like Hatzir Galad, that means you did not beira by not saying the halal bracha. Not as big an aveira as eating an apple than any bracha, but you did not beira of saying the halal bracha. But you don't have to say new bracha. If you said a barbecue agatha on the apple, so then even b'di'evet you were yotzei, meaning you have to say new bracha now. Right? If you said a ha'etz on a banana, on a potato, so then even b'di'evet you're yotzei. If you said a hadama, yeah, but hadama, well, so you did wrong. You did not. If you've asked me before, am I allowed to say hadama? I would say aser. Because you were aser. You did your answer. Tough luck. But now, can I eat the apple? Yeah, but yeah, then, fish are off, right? So the bracha, you yotze. Good, so that's point number one. But so let me ask you more. Okay, so let's say, I'm going to rear a carbon. Rear a carbon, make a mikdash. So, the right thing to do is really the right thing to do is to do smicha on the carbon. By many carbonas, supposed to lean with all your weight. Put your hands in the carbon and lean with all your weight in the carbon. But if I didn't do smicha, then okay. And they brought the carbon. They weren't allowed to tell me, you don't worry about smicha, we'll just bring the carbon in. That's wrong. It's a violation. I violated one of the rules of carbon. So the lights, I didn't do smicha, and they just went ahead and brought the carbon. So was I yotzei? My chiyuv to bring a chalav, I had to bring a carbon chatzis. They still never, come on, let's go to the chalav Shabbos to show me. He woke up in the middle of the night and he didn't realize it was Shabbos, and he flipped on the light to get a drink of water. He knew what he was doing, not that he was having to really turn the light. He knew he was turning the light, he just forgot there was Shabbos. He woke up 3 in the morning and he forgot there was Shabbos. He turned the light so he could go wash Nebavat to get a drink of water, which is very nice, but the light said he was Machal Shabbos for Shabbos. That's real Shabbos for Shabbos. He knew what you were doing, he didn't realize it was Shabbos. He didn't have to bring a carbon chatzis to make a healing. So the days of Mashiach, people also will sell electric lights. Mashiach comes. They'll have a potential to kill Shabbos. You have to bring a carbon chat. So he didn't do smicha. So do you need to bring another carbon? No. It's not ma'akeh b'di'evet. So you brought a carbon, they didn't shecht it. Could be great. They didn't do smicha sadam, no carbon at all. Right? So they didn't do smicha, the chatzil is also not do smicha, but b'di'evet, you don't stand it. Okay, not ma'akeh. That's a different idea. That's a good answer. But Thompson's saying that there's no such thing as this in the eyes of the Kappa. That's a tither. That's net, you're mechuyev to the smicha. If you didn't do smicha, you still yotze the carbon. And Rishon Kappa's over, both of them. So, what does Kappa's over say about that? What would anyone say about that? What's those stories about? No, what's that? There's no such thing as a chassidu, the Yemen, of course there is. But yet, the carbon is kosher without it, so obviously the chatzilah is kosher, but the yavi didn't do it, the carbon is still kosher. So what are, I want to understand a toaster. Toaster is getting down to a base. So what's the pshat? The toaster says it can be that the get, you can't do this get like this, so the chatzilah of the yavi, it'll be kosher without it.
No, it's not the Aki. It's not a mitzvah. That
we're going
to be relevant to whether or not, like, I don't know, a different
interest
somewhere else?
I didn't find politics, it's a mission control. Right. I didn't have a chakras, it's more
than a mission of government.
Correct.
Right. Okay. So there might be a din that when you bring a carbon, you have to do smicha, but it's not relevant. It's not relevant to the. So then I carbon is kosher. Fine. So there's.
So the Devet is kosher because we might love Naki, but it's not Naki. It's fine, it's two different deeds.
Well, I said here also. There's one rule of Mekoper, another rule of Kim Nigat.
Wait, so
no, but here apparently we're learning it. Here apparently we're learning it from the same word.
Yeah, I didn't have a full b'chasav. Okay, but what can it be? The shulchan of Beis Dov is still valid even if I didn't do b'chasav at all.
Okay, apparently it is
not. But I don't know that. Don't tell me a rule. There's no such thing as a chiddush between Gerai and Rabbanan between Mechatzim and the Devet by Adarai. So how could it be? So who learned? Who learned? Yeah.
Would you say that you shouldn't
use
mikra? No.
Yeah, maybe you would.
Maybe?
Yeah, the Gerai has a principle of Shakar Kaki Devet.
Right.
Okay. So they should say it too. The only opportunity you have to write again is now before the paper is torn. Otherwise, they're going to wait too long now, they're going to take the guy away and throw him to the river. Did he do it?
I'm asking this. In the Shakar, would you be able to skip smicha?
Yes, probably.
Probably.
Probably
you
would. Really? Yeah. The Gerai has a principle. Shakar Kaki
Devet. I understand that. So I'm asking.
Yeah.
Because
okay, the only way you can bring this card button is the Romans are the Gemara in Zvachim had this example. You're trying to do stuff in the Beis Hamikdash, but the Romans are already throwing the lobby in the
Gentiles.
Obviously, it's the Romans. It's already a war zone. It's a war zone. So if you're going to hang on to your smicha, you may get killed. The animal may get killed before you get a chance to bring it. You got to quickly, one, two, three, kicked out. Yeah. So then skip the smicha. Let's say the guy,
obviously, you can't. Based on what?
Obviously. Based on his sitter. Based on his sitter that they're not connected.
Because why should we be able to skip on the skip and have Phil go?
He goes
wherever
you
want.
We see more. So both say, what's the answer?
Answer.
Who learns Tyson and Nita? Answer. Who learns how people learn Gemara Nita? That's the whole thing. Just not a problem.
Yeah, I
thought. Okay. Let's take a look at Tyson again. Tyson says like this.
No one.
Tosin is talking about Tzila and Mikra. Tosin is an important Tzila, very important Tzila. See, the Gemara here, the Gemara had another whole idea of Zayr, which is not found. Zayr is a whole set of Tzila. Called Royal Levila and Dilla Chemical. It's not enough enough. But, the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, let's take a look at the Gemara. Amar Rabba. Take one at the same time. Amar Rabba, la'ola milami yavisav, based on a man should always habituate within his home, his kid's wife used to what? She take isha madicha based kimat tebe mayim. The fold of the mikvah, she has to take a shower, and even shower at the fold of the skin. So actually, this is like, under her armpit. Under armpits, you still have to rinse that, make sure it's very clean, and no chatzitzit, and nothing stuck. Use the deodorant, maybe some dry deodorant, something there, just to make sure it's totally clean. So when she goes to the mikveh, there'll be no chatzitzit. Back to Gemara Neisei, how could Rava say that the woman's required to ensure that her armpits, for example, are free of chatzitzit? I think Shach Bei Meisei, we have a bright that runs as follows. Bei HaKemasim, or Bei HaStarim, it's like when you have folds of skin, like under the armpits, or any other base on style. Aim through, for example, something like inside her mouth, that's what we saw about this morning. Right? Aim through from the BF9. You don't need to get the water inside all the folds. You don't need to get the water inside your mouth. So how could you tell me that you have to... How could you... The base on style area is sometimes hidden. Like, for example, inside one mouth. Right, but I mean, foot, exactly. So how could you tell me that how could Rava say you have to... Get your wife used to always cleaning the base on starin to make sure nothing's stuck there, but the rice says you don't need the water to go in there. How can you tell me you have to floss your teeth? You don't have to open your mouth. So the Gemara says you're right. Nihi, the BS mine will bait none. Makam Haroi will BS mine bait none. There's no need to have actual water there, but it has to be Makam Haroi will BS mine. It needs to be a place where the water could go. Okay. Kidder of Zayr, your Zayr said, Kamarai with Bila, Ain Bila Ma Kebiso. Bila means mixing, you have a carbon mix of flour and oil. That's what I say, flour and oil. So, Lechaskila, you're supposed to mix them all together. That's what Tara said. Uvoa, supposed to mix the flour and oil together to make like a paste. That's a Yan Jaiba. Sounds like a Hanukkah food. Okay, flour and oil.
So you have flour and Mishnah Sukkim always talk about, you have so much rice that we buy the carbon of Mustafa was there. And so many thrown them of flour and a hin, a half a hin, a quarter hin, a third of a hin of oil. And you have your flour, and you have your oil, and you mix these lechatilos, you should mix it together. Okay, you didn't. You're lazy. Lazy bum. He did the wrong thing. It's a mincha kosher. So as Zera said, it depends. If at least you could have mixed it together, it's kosher together. Kalaroi labila, if you could have mixed it, you were just lazy, you didn't, or you were tired, or you were rushed, but you could have, that's okay. But if she'ain roi labila, if it's not roi labila because it's so much flour and oil, in the largest container it's a mixed, if you would mix it, it would all fall out. It's incapable of having bila, that's already possible. Now, as long as it's capable of having bila, of having mixing, bila, or bila, as they want to call it, that's kosher bidyat. As the Gemara says, the same is true by mikra. That for these areas, remember we spoke about the three levels of areas, and not balu, not inside your belly, but not on your skin on the outside, in between, the intermediate, the beis hasarim, and as we spoke about this morning, beis hasarim areas are sometimes like in your mouth, inside your teeth, or your eyeball, sometimes revealed, sometimes not, so you don't need the word actually should touch there, but it has to be right, with the yes level. Just like by the mincha, if you didn't mix it, but you could have, it's good enough to the end. So when you hear it, you could have totaled that area. But you don't actually have to have water in it. The Brech Tosfos gave it by the mincha, it's not enough to say you could have. L'chatzil, you're supposed to mix it. So why not say l'chatzil, you should open your mouth? Okay, it won't be ma'akev b'dyevet. But why not say l'chatzil, you ought to open your mouth from the mikvah? But if you didn't, it's still kosher. Why would you say there's no need to open your mouth at all? This has to be right. Why not require your opening mouth to chatzila? That's the question. Again, why not say you ought to open your mouth, you ought to open your eyes in the mikvah, you ought to pick your feet off the floor, you ought to open up all your crevices, your armpits, and so on and so forth. If you didn't, it's kosher b'dyevet, like by the kabbalah. L'chatzila, you ought to mamish mix it. B'dyevet, as long as eligible for mixing, is good enough. So why not say the same thing by the mikvah? That's Tosfos' question. Why not have a l'chatzila and b'dyevet? Tosfos gives it very plain. It is the very end of the narrow one. This is Tosfos called Roi Labila. It's going to zero in right over here. Deim Tomar. Amai lo ba'inan b'yas ma'im l'chatzila beis ha'sarim. Why not require that the water get into the beis ha'sarim, to the armpits and the eyeballs and the inside of your mouth? L'chatzila. K'mo b'ila u'kriya b'chalitza u'bibikurim. L'chatzila, you want to mix the flour and the oil. If you didn't, it's still a kosher carbon. L'chatzila, you ought to do smicha. If you didn't, it's still a kosher carbon. L'chatzila, you do chalitza, you ought to do three steps. Removing of the shoe, and spitting, and also reading the psukim, kriya. If you didn't, all you did is remove the shoe, she's still moved out to get that. Bikurim. You ought to bring the bikurim and also saying, I'm Yoga Dabi. That's what we're supposed to say. If you didn't, you just would. You still don't say mitzvah. So why not have l'chatzila b'dyevet by going to mikvah? L'chatzila, you should open your mouth, the water should go in your mouth and eyes and under your feet also. But the b'dyevet is enough if it goes in the outside of your skin. Why not say that? So this is important yisod. And the chapter quotes this often. Tosfos and Nida had this yisod. So much so even learning Nida. He still said, Tosfos and Nida, or a couple by the way, Tosfos and Nida, not on the block. Tosfos and Nida had this yisod. This is a very important, this is a critically important line in Tosfos. And we will end she with it. Yesh lomar, the ain tzivara gabe tzivila. It doesn't make any sense by tzivila to say that this tovah like this, together tovah like that. So he pita Torah elosh itar adam. The Torah is just saying you go to mikvah to become tahor. The ain lomar l'chatzila libay need more l'chatzila. If the gabe tzivar, what's the point of l'chatzila? Avodila, second wide line, or mikvah mikum halitza mitzvah minu hukah l'chatzila l'adam. That's how it says this is the answer. That if all it is just a matir, just a process, now you don't mitzvah to go to mikvah, just mikvah is a way of becoming tahor. So if you are tahor, you just accomplish something. It removes it from it's a matir. So if it's just a matir, either it is matir or it's not matir. What do you mean do a better job? It's kosher or it's straight?
Maybe we won. If it's a mitzvah, Tosfos says, if we're talking about a mitzvah, it's a matir, still a mitzvah, there could be a bigger mitzvah, a small mitzvah, such as if you had a hinder mitzvah, even if it's not a hinder, you can have the better way to do the mitzvah. You can do the mitzvah of karban with the bila, with the smicha, without. You can do the mitzvah of bikurim with the tzukim also, or a smaller mitzvah without. But if it's a matir, then that's the critical point. That the level of the olaisa, here's the nusach, a level of the olaisa, you never distinguish between chatzchil and b'dyevet by a matir. So get is just a matir. Not that there's a, you get a bigger, you know, mitzvah to give a get. You want to do end the marriage, that's how we start here. You want to end the marriage, the get is a matir of all the Yisroel creates. It accomplishes a purpose. But it's not itself a mitzvah. So b'dyevet, you can have what that's a b'dyevet. But the level of the ice, itself doesn't make, it ain't svara. It's illogical to say that, well, the you ought to have given the gift like this, but if not, it also works like this. The whole point of it is just to work. There's no mitzvah. Either works or doesn't work, yes or no. By mitzvah, if you dig bigger, smaller, fatter, skinnier mitzvah, you get more of a mitzvah, less than a mitzvah. But by a matir, or level of daraisa, there's no distinction between the chatzir and yevid, and that's what our Tosfos is saying, that unlike chalitza, get is just a matir, it's not a mitzvah, and therefore, there's no reason to think that a level of daraisa should be between the tefillah and together, we'll pick up with the Hashem to love. The question in terms of Thursday night.